years from now. No.
I call this meeting of the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement to order at 5:49 p.m. in the Read Aloud and Senate Chambers and on Zoom. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it is. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, year, at the time and location listed on the agenda? Kind of. And is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it is. Moving on to agenda item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Washu, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, Nuut, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda item 4, roll call. Vice Chair Radke will now call the roll.
Chair Issa?
Present.
Okay, Radke's present. Chair, Senator Dayton?
Present.
Senator Castro?
Present on Zoom.
Senator Barris?
Present.
Senator Evans?
Present.
Senator Saporito?
Absence excused.
Senator Atkinson?
Absence excused.
Senator Burroughs?
Absence excused.
The quorum is met.
Moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll be moving on to agenda item 6, adoption of minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 6A through B through unanimous consent.
So
moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Dayton. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those minutes have been approved. All right, skipping down to agenda item 8, we'll skip past the report from Director Hatch, seeing as she is at the NC Board of Regents at the moment. So we'll begin with committee member reports. I'll begin with myself. I don't have much to report. I was just doing my DCE check-ins. Thank you to Senator Barris and Senator Dayton. Had to reschedule my meeting with Senator Atkinson for reasons. And I'm looking to schedule a meeting with Senator Burroughs as well. Additionally, I am as of last night, I am starting the process of writing that binding resolution that will reform and clarify the duties of this committee in terms of its liaison positions. I'm hoping to get 2 more liaison positions, one for our 9th member, Senator Burroughs, as well as an additional liaison position that is meant to be held in conjunction with the liaison to the Department of Campus and Public Relations. So if any members of this committee are interested in working on that binding resolution, please let me know. Moving on to Vice Chair Radke, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Thanks. Okay. Hi, Senators. I hope you're all doing good. This Wednesday, I met with Director Hatch, and we had an engageable conversation about DCE and Gov Affairs, where we talked about some of the ideas former Director Taylor had for DCE, and we built upon those ideas. We had discussed creating more communication between DCE and Government Affairs and collaborating more on topics and events. We had discussed being involved in the Department Event Week, which is last week in January. During this event week, we had discussed DCE being involved in Get Out and Vote events. So if you are interested in getting involved with those events, please reach out to myself or Director Hatch. Thank you.
Senator Atkinson is absent. Senator Barris, do you have a report?
Yeah. Senator Barris, for the record. So far, I've just been trying to make contact with my liaison, Kathy Castro. I followed up with her this last week, and I'm hopefully going to hear from her shortly. That's all.
Thank you. Senator Burroughs is absent. Senator Castro, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. I'm home sick right now, so that's why I'm on Zoom. But I just recently met with Austin yesterday. We discussed a new event series that he's planning alongside his office. The day at your local government, where he wants to basically bring greater involvement to different sectors of local government, whether that's the Washoe County Community Board, or the UNR, like our ACUM government, and he wants to do an event where he can bring people to talk to these people once every quarter. That's one thing we discussed. We also discussed the possibilities of getting help for our veterans event that we want planned in the next semester. He recommended that we go talk to John Pratt from Veterans Services in order to get connected to local veterans in the community and veteran organizations.
Thank you very much. Senator Dayton, do you have a report?
Not much to report. I'm just following up with Justin Berger on Tuesday about the shuttle for pack rides for volunteerism. So I'll report back next meeting.
Thank you. Senator Evans, do you have a report?
Yeah, not much. Don't want to sound like a broken record, but you know, I've been working with now Director Mendoza every week regarding the lab coat situation going on. Fun news though, it's actually like, this is like it, we're doing it now. Like we have, the bins should have arrived, they're either arriving today or Monday. So by Tuesday, they're gonna be out. So it's gonna be fun. There'll be a post on the Instagram that I'll repost on my story, and I'll repost it as like the reel. So you guys please repost that. I don't know if we follow each other. As long as you follow ASUN, you should be good. Wanna get it out to as many people as possible. And you know, we're gonna keep doing this every semester. And you know, there will be a binding resolution coming soon. If anyone wants to help with that as well, you can. I'd love to get some help with it as well. So that's about all.
Thank you. And Senator Saporito is absent. All right. So can we pass agenda item? Oh, one last thing. Any questions regarding any of the committee member reports at this time? All right. Seeing none, we'll be skipping past agenda item 9, old business, and on to agenda item 10, new business. Will be our first, I think, first ever piece of legislation for this committee, SR 93, a resolution to condemn the elimination of telephonic public testimony in the Nevada State Assembly during the 36th special session. We'll begin with my presentation. So, like so many members of this association and in the wider Nevada community, I was frustrated with the decision that Speaker Yeager of the State Assembly made to cut telephonic public comment. And I believe that this issue is especially pertinent to the university and the wider undergraduate student body, in the sense that we have many students here who are simply unable to commute all the way to Carson City for the purposes of expressing their opinion on the pieces of legislation and anything related to Nevada governance that was on the agenda for the special session, whether it's due to financial constraints or even scheduling constraints with their classes and such. Cutting telephonic public comment has seriously restricted students' ability to participate in the democratic process, and especially in the house of our state government, which claims to be the people's house. And so for this reason, I believe it is especially pertinent that this association take a stance, that we say that we as an association, as representatives of the students, we condemn Speaker Yeager in particular for this move. So that's like the main underlying reason for the resolution. In addition to that, I've also met with President Oglebot and Director Hatch regarding the specific wording of the resolution, and both of them are in favor of the wording as it stands on the agenda today. So I now stand open for questions. All right, seeing no questions, we'll be moving on to the debate. Is there any points of discussion or debate at this time? Senator Evans?
Well, I co-sponsored the bill. Obviously, I'm in support of it. I think it's a great bill. But also, I mean, it is just ridiculous. If you've been following any of what's been going on at this with the special session, I feel like it's very bizarre that such a high, like, it's a really high authority in Nevada can do something like this. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up in your little thing here about being able to drive. Like, I mean, I don't have a car, right? And I don't know if it's even possible to like really, like realistically get public transit to Carson. I mean, it probably take hours using buses, and that's just out of my means, right? So obviously I'm in full support of this, and I think it's ridiculous what's been going on. So I will be voting yes.
Are there any other points of discussion at this time? All right, seeing none, We'll now be moving on to a vote to favorably recommend the piece to the Senate. I am now seeking a motion to favorably recommend SR 93, a resolution to condemn the elimination of telephonic public testimony in the Nevada State Assembly during the 36th special session to the Senate of the Associated Students through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Radke. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, the motion carries and that piece has been favorably recommended. All right, we'll now be moving on to agenda item 11A, liaison changes and additions. Are there any liaison changes or additions at this time? All right, seeing none, we'll be moving on to agenda item 12, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comments, we'll be moving on to agenda item 13, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement at 5:59 p.m. in the Reed Allotted Senate Chambers and on Zoom.
That is so fun.